ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 ॐ नमो वासुदेवाय।
Bhagavad Gita as it is, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, chapter 5, text 24.
Bhagavad Gita kakva jest, prijevod i komentar njegove božanske milosti Swami Prabhupada, stih 24, petog poglavlja.
5.24.
Yonta
sukontara ramastatanta jyotir evayah sayogi brahma nirvanam brahma bhuto digacchati. One whose happiness is within, who is active and rejoices within, and whose aim is inward, is actually the perfect mystic. He is liberated in the Supreme and ultimately he attains the Supreme.
Onaj tko nalazi sreću u sebi, tko aktivno uživa u unutarnjem zadovoljstvu i teži za unutarnjim ciljem, savršen je mistik. Oslobođen je u svevišnjem i na kraju dostiže svevišnjeg.
Please read the purport. I'll skip it in English.
Ako netko ne može uživati u unutarnjoj sreći, kako može okončati vanjske djelatnosti namijenjene stjecanju površne sreće? Oslobođena osoba uživa u sreći kroz stvarno iskustvo. Zato može mirno sjesti bilo gdje i uživati u djelatnostima unutarnjeg života. Takva oslobođena osoba više ne želi materijalnu sreću. To se stanje naziva Brahma Bhuta. Kad ga osoba dostigne, može biti sigurna da će se vratiti kući Bogu.
Here Srila Prabhupada translates the word yogi as mystic.
Ovdje Srila Prabhupada prevodi riječ yogi kao mystic.
Earlier in the Bhagavad Gita also there is a verse in which Srila Prabhupada uses the English word mysticism to translate the term yoga sangsiddha.
Ranije u Bhagavad Giti također se pojavljuje jedan stih u kojem Srila Prabhupada riječ yoga prevodi sa terminom misticizam.
Bhagavad Gita chapter 4 text 38 nahi gyanena sadrisham pavitram eha vidyate tat svayam yoga sangsitha kalena atmani vindati. In this world there is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. Such knowledge is the mature fruit of all mysticism, and one who has become accomplished in the practice of devotional service enjoys this knowledge within himself in due course of time.
To je u Bhagavad Giti 4.38. Kaže se, u ovom svijetu ne postoji ništa tako uzvišeno i čisto kao transcendentalno znanje. Takvo znanje zreli je plod sveg misticizma. A onaj tko je postao uspješan u praksi predanog služenja, uživa u tom znanju unutar sebe tijekom vremena.
So I thought to speak something about mysticism.
Zato sam htio danas pričati o misticizmu.
Because often people are very interested in mysticism.
Jer ljude često jako zanima taj misticizam.
That Chaitanya Nitai was interested in arranging some TV program for me in which he said the subject, the people are interested in mysticism.
Chaitanya Nitai mi je htio organizirati TV program jer kaže da se ljudi jako interesiraju za misticizam.
Here Srila Prabhupada has translated the word yogi as mystic.
Ovdje Srila Prabhupada prevodi riječ yogi kao mystic.
But in general Srila Prabhupada wasn't very interested in mysticism.
Ali generalno Prabhupada nije previše zanimao taj misticizam.
Srila Prabhupada was a perfect, pure devotee of Krishna at the highest level of spiritual realization.
On je bio savršen i čisti bhakta Krishne na najvišem nivou duhovne spoznaje.
And as such, Srila Prabhupada was not very much interested in these various mystical feats.
I zbog toga ga nisu zanimali ti koje kakvi mistični poduhvati.
So I'm going to talk about mysticism, but I'm not going to teach you how to levitate or any such thing.
Zato ću vam govoriti o misticizmu, ali vas neću naučiti da levitirate ili nešto tako slično.
Nor do I know how to levitate.
Čak niti ne znam levitirati.
Nor am I interested to know how to levitate.
I to me uopće ne zanima.
What is the benefit in levitating?
Koja je korist od levitiranja?
You could maybe, if you're having a hard time earning a living, you could maybe have people throw a few coins at you by levitating. But apart from that, what's the use?
Ako vam je teško spojiti kraj s krajem, mogli biste namaknuti koju kunu tako da levitirate i prosite, ali osim toga nema neke koristi.
You can levitate up and down as much as you like, but still we all have to suffer birth, death, old age and disease.
Možemo levitirati gore dolje koliko god želimo, ali svi i dalje patimo od rođenja, bolesti, starosti i smrti.
Repeatedly.
Opetovano.
So a serious transcendentalist is not interested in doing some quasi spiritual tricks.
Ozbiljnog transcendentalista ne zanimaju kvazi spiritualni trikovi.
But he's interested in solving the real problems of life, which are repeated birth and death.
Zanima ga rješavanje pravih problema u životu, a to je opetovano rađanje i umiranje.
Srila Prabhupada said that mystic means misty, and I don't know if that's going to work out that in your language.
Srila Prabhupada je rekao da mystic znači nešto maglovito.
No, it doesn't work. Anyway, the point is there. It's mystic means misty. In Bengali, there's a word mishti, which means sweet.
U Bengaliju postoji riječ mishti, koja znači slatko.
But it doesn't mean that. So Srila Prabhupada said, our concept of Krishna is not misty.
Srila Prabhupada dakle kaže, naš koncept Krišne nije maglovit.
It is very clear.
On je veoma jasan.
So generally we think of mysticism, it's something unknown.
Obično misticizam zamišljamo kao nešto nepoznato.
And in fact, demoniac people, they want to convert Krishna into something unknown.
I demoni žele pretvoriti Krišnu u nešto nepoznato.
In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's most important instruction is manmana, always think of me.
U Bhagavad Giti najvažnija Krišnina instrukcija je manmana, uvijek misli na mene.
But it's very clear for anyone who knows even rudimentary Sanskrit that Krishna says think of me.
I jasno je čak i onome koji poznaje samo osnove sanskrita da Krišna kaže misli na mene.
Krishna was sitting in front he was there in front of Arjuna saying think of me.
On je bio tamo ispred Arjune i rekao mu je misli na mene.
So it's not a very difficult thing to understand.
To nije teško razumjeti.
For instance, if I say to you look at me.
Na primjer, ako vam kažem pogledajte mene.
It's easy to understand, isn't it?
To je lako razumjeti, zar ne?
No need of interpretation.
Nema potrebe za interpretaciju.
It's not mystic.
Nije mistično.
But the demoniac commentator says that it is not to Krishna. When Krishna says to think of me, it is not actually to Krishna, but the unborn eternal within Krishna.
Kada demonski komentatori kažu, kada Krishna kaže predaj se meni, oni kažu ne misli se na Krišnu, već na vječno nerođeno unutar Krišne.
Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to take Arjuna out of confusion.
Krishna je izgovorio Bhagavad Gitu kako bi spasio Arjunu od zbunjenosti.
But the demoniac commentators, they want to perpetuate the confusion.
Ali demonski komentatori žele i dalje propagirati tu zbunjenost.
And although Krishna's instruction is very clear, they want to make it unclear.
Iako je Krišnina uputa vrlo jasna, oni je žele učiniti nejasnom.
So Srila Prabhupada said, our concept of Krishna is not misty, it is very clear. Krishna comes and delivers Bhagavad Gita and he says, this is the way I am, so we must understand properly like Arjuna understood.
Krishna, Prabhupada kaže, naš koncept Krishne nije maglovit, on je veoma jasan. Krishna dolazi i daje nam poruku Bhagavad Gita i on kaže, ovo je način, ovo je kakav sam ja. I zato trebamo razumjeti pravilno kao što je razumio Arjuna.
So often people are very interested in mysticism, things like mind reading and astral travel.
Često ljude zanima misticizam u pogledu čitanja uma i astralnih putovanja.
Numerology and kabbalism and so many things.
Numerologija, kabbalizam i tako dalje.
It's something like children being fascinated by a magic show.
To je kao kad djecu fascinira magična predstava.
I don't know if they still have such things, but there used to be magicians who would hold up a hat, a top hat, and then turn it up and then again show it and a rabbit would come out of it. So it's a magic trick.
Ne znam prikazuje li se još uvijek to kod nas, ali prije je bilo da su mađioničari znali izvoditi predstave u kojima bi uzeli cilindar iz kojeg, u kojem na oko nije bilo ništa, a kasnije bi iz njega izvukli zeca. To je samo mađioničarski trik.
So this mysticism, it's magic shows for adults.
Taj misticizam, to su mađioničarske predstave, ali za odrasle.
There are so many things, sitting on beds of nails.
Ima tu puno stvari, na primjer sjedenje na krevetu očavala.
As far as I remember, in this lifetime, my first acquaintance with Eastern mysticism was the books of Lobsang Rampa.
Moj prvi susret sa istočnim misticizmom u ovom životu sa istočnim misticizmom bio je u knjigama Lobsang Rampe.
Yeah, you never heard of him before, it seems. Yeah. He wrote many books about his experiences with Tibetan mysticism.
On je napisao mnoge knjige o svojim iskustvima sa tibetanskim misticizmom.
Before he was exposed as being a fraud, he had never been to Tibet in his life.
Prije nego što su ga razotkrili da je prevarant, jer nikada u stvari nije ni bio na Tibetu.
There are various mystics who pop up here and there.
Razni mistici se pojavljuju posvuda.
One who was quite influential and still some people are influenced by him was a German mystic called Bruno Gröning.
Jedan koji je veoma popularan i ljudi su još uvijek fascinirani njime, to je Bruno Gröning.
Who taught things like tuning into divine energy.
Koji je učio ljude kako da se ušaltaju u božansku energiju.
And the power of thought and faith.
I učio je o moći misli i vjere.
Which was pretty mystic at the time.
A to je bilo poprilično mistično u njegovo vrijeme.
But nowadays there are dozens of motivational gurus out there on YouTube saying pretty much the same thing.
Ali danas deseci motivacijskih gurua na YouTubeu pričaju više manje istu stvar.
Now in the Srimad Bhagavatam there is a description of various siddhis or mystic perfections.
U Srimad Bhagavatamu postoji opis raznih siddija, odnosno mističnih savršenstava.
It is possible by yogic practice to attain mystic powers.
Moguće je praksom joge steći mistične moći.
And in India there's been developed these techniques for achieving mystic powers.
I u Indiji su razvijene te tehnike za dostizanje mističnih moći.
This Srimad Bhagavatam, which was written 5000 years ago, describes that.
Ovaj Srimad Bhagavatam koji je napisan prije 5000 godina opisuje te tehnike.
And of course the Srimad Bhagavatam was written 5000 years ago. It was written for foolish people.
Srimad Bhagavatam je prije 5000 godina napisan za budalaste ljude.
Foolish in the sense that previously people didn't need to write things down, they could just remember what they were told, but it needed to be written down 5000 years ago because people were getting less intelligent.
Budala ste u smislu da se prije toga jednostavno zapamtilo sve što bi se čulo, ali su ljudima je prije 5000 godina počela opadati inteligencija.
So in Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 11 in chapter 15, there is a description of the 8 major or primary and 10 minor mystic perfections or siddhis.
U Srimad Bhagavatam u 11. pjevanju 15. poglavlju postoji opis 8 glavnih mističnih savršenstava i 10 sporednih mističnih savršenstava.
It is stated there that such siddhis are developed by fixing one's mind in yoga.
Takvi siddhi razvijaju se fiksirajući um u jogi.
The word yoga has entered all the European languages.
Riječ yoga ušla je u sve europske jezike.
And is generally thought to be some kind of exercise system.
I smatra je se u stvari sistemom vježbi.
But the exercises only comprise a very small part of an highly elaborate mystic process.
Ali te vježbe čine samo manji dio veoma razrađenog mističnog procesa.
And by following one particular process of yoga, one can develop fantastic powers.
I sljedeći jedan specifičan proces joge, osoba može razviti fantastične moći.
But as described in Srimad Bhagavatam, the attainment of such powers, or even the desire to attain such powers, are obstructions to achieving the real goal of life, which is Lord Vishnu. Nate vidu swartha gating hi Vishnu. Foolish people do not know that the real goal of life is Vishnu, the Supreme Lord.
Ali dostizanje, pa čak i želja za dostizanjem takvih mističnih savršenstava samo je kamen spoticanja na putu prema ostvarenju pravog cilja života, a to je spoznati Višnua.
And in that way the achievement of such mystic powers is ultimately a waste of time.
I tako je dostizanje takvih mističnih moći u stvari samo traćenje vremena.
Pure devotees of Krishna, they may automatically by Krishna's grace attain such powers.
Čisti bhakte Krishne, oni mogu samo Krishninom milošću dostići takve moći.
But generally pure devotees don't accept such powers.
Ali generalno čisti bhakteni ne prihvaćaju takve moći.
Such powers, unless used in devotional service, are valueless.
Takve moći, ako se ne rabe za predano služenje, su bezvrijedne.
As I've heard it, I don't know if this story is true or not, but I've heard that once our most worshipable Srila Prabhupada arrived in a place by an airplane.
Ne znam je li ovo točno, ali sam čuo da je naš štovani Srila Prabhupada stigao u jedno mjesto avionom.
Journalist asked Srila Prabhupada that, well, if you're a yogi, why did you go by plane? Why didn't you just fly by your own mystic power?
I novinar ga je upitao, pa ako ste vi yogi, zašto ste išli avionom? Zašto niste doletjeli svojom mističnom moću?
And then so many people would want to be your followers.
I onda bi toliki mnogi ljudi željeli biti vaši sljedbenici.
And Srila Prabhupada said, yes, I'd get so many followers, but they'd all want to know how to fly by mystic power.
Da, dobio bih puno sljedbenika, ali oni bi svi htjeli znati kako mogu letjeti putem mističnih savršenstava.
In other words, for Srila Prabhupada to show such mystic perfections would have distracted from his real mission of teaching people how to go beyond birth and death to the lotus feet of Krishna.
Da je Srila Prabhupada pokazivao takve mistične moći, to bi ljude samo zavelo na krivi put, a pravi put je prema lotosovim stopalima gospodina Krišne.
So, whether or not this story is true, the point is there.
Bilo da je ova priča istinita ili ne, poanta i dalje stoji.
A devotee's perfection of mysticism is yomam pashati sarvatra sarvam chamai pashati tasyaham na pranashami sachame na pan. Sachame na pranashati. A pure devotee sees Krishna everywhere, in everything.
Savršenstvo joge za bhakte je da vidi Krišnu svuda i u svemu.
And Krishna says that for a devotee who sees me everywhere and in everything, I am never lost to him and he is never lost to me.
A Krišna kaže za bhaktu koji me vidi svuda, ja nikada nisam izgubljen niti on nikada izgubljen za mene.
So the eight primary mystic perfections.
Znači osam glavnih mističnih savršenstava.
There are three by which one can transform one's own body.
Postoje tri pomoću kojih osoba može transformirati svoje tijelo.
The first one is called anima, which means becoming smaller than the smallest.
Prvo se zove anima, što znači postati manji od najmanjeg.
An example of a yogi exhibiting such a power was what was his name? Tailanga Swami, who was from Telangana in South India, and he was living in Varanasi. This is in the 19th century.
Tailanga Swami iz Telangane u Indiji je u Varanasiju manifestirao tu moć u 19. stoljeću.
And the British, who were ruling at the time, they wanted to lock him up because he used to walk around naked.
I britanske vlasti koje su vladale tada su ga htjele staviti u zatvor jer je hodao okolo gol.
So he wouldn't resist. They were taken to prison and then a few minutes later he'd be walking around outside again.
I on se ne bi opirao, oni bi ga odveli u zatvor, ali nakon par minuta on bi dalje opet šetao vani.
Because a yogi can make himself so small that you can't lock him up anywhere.
Zbog toga što jogi se može učiniti samog sebe toliko malim da ga ne možete zatvoriti nigdje.
Such powers are possible to attain.
Takve moći je moguće dostići.
There's also mahima, becoming greater than the greatest, to expand one's body.
Postoji i mahima, postati veći od najvećeg, znači ekspandirati svoje tijelo.
And laghima, becoming extremely light, so you can just fly here and there.
I laghima, postati ekstremno lagan, tako da možete letjeti u naokolo.
By prapti, one can get whatever you want.
Sa savršenstvom prapti možemo dobiti sve što želimo.
And through prakamya siddhi, one can experience any enjoyable object.
A sa prakamya savršenstvom osoba može uživati u bilo kojem objektu, odnosno predmetu.
Through ishita siddhi, one can manipulate the material energy.
Kroz ishita siddhi osoba može manipulirati materijalnom energijom.
Just one example. There's a story of, I believe it was Tan Sen, was expert singer, was asked by the Muslim ruler, he called into his court and asked him to sing the raga or the proper musical mode for midnight at midday. The tune that should be sung at midnight, he asked him to sing at midday.
Jednom je mogulski, odnosno arapski vladar od indijskog pjevača zatražio da pjeva ragu, odnosno melodiju koja se pjeva u ponoć, da ju pjeva u podne.
Which the singer refused to do. That's completely wrong. You have to sing the right raga at the right time of day to harmonize with the atmosphere.
I pjevač je to naravno odbio jer se prava raga mora pjevati u pravo doba kako bi se stvorila harmonija.
Very reluctantly, at the insistence of the king, the singer did so.
I veoma nevoljko je to učinio na inzistiranje kralja.
And midday turned to midnight. Everything became dark because he was such an expert singer and an accomplished yogi.
I odjednom se sve smračilo i podne je postalo ponoć zbog toga što je taj pjevač bio tako dobar pjevač i takav veliki jogi.
By vashita siddhi, that means you can bring everything under your control.
Putem vashita siddhija možete sve dovesti pod svoju kontrolu.
And by kama vasayita siddhi, one can attain anything from anywhere.
I sa kama vasayita siddhijem osoba može dobiti bilo što od bilo kuda.
Srila Prabhupada cited an example of this from his own childhood.
Srila Prabhupada citira primjer toga iz svog vlastitog djetinjstva.
One yogi had come to his father's house in Calcutta.
Jedan yogi je došao u kuću njegovog oca u Kalkutu.
And the yogi asked, "What do you want?"
I jogi je pitao, "Što želiš?"
And either the young boy or someone in the family said, "We want fresh pomegranate from Kabul. The best pomegranates were supposed to be from Afghanistan."
I oni su rekli, "Želimo svježi nar iz Kabula, jer su navodno najbolji narevi u Afganistanu."
So he said, the yogi said, "Go in the next room," and they saw in the next room on the table, freshly plucked from the tree, that quality of pomegranate which was simply not available in Bengal, that's only available in Afghanistan.
I rekao im je jogi, idite u drugu sobu, i kada su ušli na stolu su vidjeli svježe ubran nar iz Kabula, nara takve kvalitete jednostavno nije bilo u Bengalu.
In this regard, there is a story, it may also be apocryphal, I don't know, but it tells the point.
U vezi s tim postoji priča, možda je apokrifna, ne znam, ali važna je poanta.
Maybe you've heard of this Sai Baba with the Jimi Hendrix hairstyle.
Možda ste čuli za Sai Babu sa frizurom poput Jimi Hendrixa.
Or maybe Jimi Hendrix copied it from him.
Ili možda je Jimi Hendrix kopirao Sai Babu.
Anyway, he was known for manifesting things out of nothing.
On je bio poznat po tome što je manifestirao stvari iz ničega.
One time he was visited by the famous Bengali magician P. C. Sarkar.
Jednom ga je posjetio slavni bengalski magioničar P. C. Sarkar.
So Sai Baba wasn't informed that this magician, that the person who had come to see him was a magician.
I Sai Babu nisu obavijestili da osoba koja ga dolazi vidjeti je u stvari magioničar.
So Sai Baba asked him, "Oh, where are you from?"
I Sai Baba ga je upitao, "Otkuda si?"
And P. C. Sarkar said, "I'm from Bengal."
I P. C. Sarkar rekao, "Ja sam iz Bengala."
So in Bengal there are certain kinds of sweets which are very popular called Rosogulla.
U Bengalu postoje određeni slatkiši jako, jako popularni, zovu se Rasogula.
So Sai Baba said, "Oh, you're from Bengal, so you must like to eat Rasgulas." And he manifested some Rasgulas in his hand and gave them to P. C. Sarkar.
I on je rekao, iz Bengala si, onda sigurno voliš Rasgule. I onda je jednostavno te Rasogule manifestirao u ruci i dao ih je P. C. Sarkar.
So P. C. Sarkar took a little bite and said, "These are not very good."
I P. C. Sarkar je probao, zagrizao i rekao, "Ovo nije baš dobro."
He gave them back to Sai Baba and he manifested in his hand much better quality Rasgula.
Vratio ih je Sai Babi i u svojoj ruci je manifestirao puno bolje Rasogule.
And he said, "You're a magician, I'm a magician. The difference is that I say I'm a magician, you say you're God."
Ti si magioničar i ja sam magioničar. Jedina razlika je što ja kažem da sam magioničar, a ti tvrdiš da si Bog.
Then the 10 secondary siddhis or mystic perfection which arise from the modes of nature are...
Zatim 10 manjih siddhija koji dolaze iz guna materijalne prirode su...
The powers of freeing oneself from hunger and thirst and other bodily disturbances...
Osloboditi se gladi, žeđi i drugih tjelesnih uznemirenja.
Such that yogis can go for days without many for prolonged periods without eating or even drinking.
I tako jogi mogu jako dugo izdržati bez hrane i vode.
Hearing and seeing things far away.
Mogu se vidjeti i čuti stvari koje su jako daleko.
That's very common that yogis can say such and such is happening and such a place. Far away.
To je jako često kada jogi kažu to i to se događa na tom i tom mjestu, a to mjesto je jako udaljeno.
Moving the body at the speed of mind.
Pomicanje tijela brzinom uma.
In this regard, Srila Prabhupada spoke about yogis who daily take baths in the foremost, or what are considered to be the foremost holy bathing places in India.
Srila Prabhupada je u vezi s tim pričao priču o jogijima koji se svakodnevno kupaju na 4 najsvetija mjesta
which,
u Indiji.
Which is Badrinath, Dwaraka, Rameshwaram and Puri, And they're all in four different corners of India or a long way from each other.
A sva ta mjesta, znači Rameshwar, Badrinath i ostala su u četiri ugla Indije, znači veoma daleko jedni od drugih.
So Srila Prabhupada said that there are yogis, they take bath in all these four places every morning. Certain yogis.
Znači, Srila Prabhupada je rekao da određeni jogiji se svakog dana kupaju na sva četiri ta mjesta.
They may go down in the water in one place and come up in another.
Urone u vodu na jednom mjestu i izrone na drugom mjestu.
And Prabhupada said, I have personally seen, which means, I guess Prabhupada was doing it himself sometimes also. Otherwise, how could he have seen?
I Prabhupada je rekao, ja sam to osobno vidio. Znači, Prabhupada je vjerojatno to i sam radio ponekad kako bi inače vidio.
Assuming any form one desires.
Poprimanje bilo kojeg oblika koje osoba želi.
We find in Srimad Bhagavatam description of many demons who would take different kinds of forms.
Vidimo u Srimad Bhagavatamu opise mnogih demona koji bi poprimali razne oblike.
Just like the demoness Putana took the form of a beautiful woman, but then she couldn't maintain that form, and then later she had to manifest her extremely ugly form.
Kao što je demonica Putana poprimila oblik jako lijepe žene, ali nije mogla održati taj oblik i onda je kasnije manifestirala svoj ružni oblik.
Entering the bodies of others.
Ulaženje u tijela drugih.
There are so many instances.
Postoje jako mnogo primjera.
When Shankaracharya was debating with Mandana Mishra, Shankara defeated Mandana Mishra in argument.
Kada je Shankaracharya raspravljao sa Mandanom Mishrom, on ga je jednostavno porazio argumentima.
And so Shankara wanted to drag away, having defeated him, he wanted to drag away Mandana Mishra and say, okay, I defeated you, now you come and be my disciple. You have to take sannyas and leave your family.
I Shankaracharya je htio odvući Mandanu Mishru od njegove obitelji, budući da je takav bio običaj da se prihvati za učitelja onoga ko vas porazi.
But Mandana Mishra's wife said, well, you didn't defeat me yet in discussion. You have to defeat me also before you take away my husband.
A žena Mandane Mishra je rekla, ali još niste porazili mene. Prvo morate poraziti mene prije nego što mi oduzmete muža.
So Shankara agreed. What's the topic to discuss? Bharati said, let's talk about sex.
I Shankaracharya je rekao, ok, o kojoj temi ćemo pričati, a žena je rekla, hajmo pričati o seksu.
So Shankara was caught because he'd been a sannyasi since the age of 8 years old and he didn't know anything about sex.
I Shankara je bio zamrznut zbog toga što je on bio sanjasi od 8 godine i nije znao ništa o seksu.
So as far as spiritual knowledge is one is concerned, one can get knowledge simply by hearing about it.
Što se tiče duhovnog znanja, osoba može dobiti to znanje jednostavno slušajući.
But for sex you have to actually do it.
Ali što se tiče seksa, to jednostavno morate učiniti.
To understand what it's, to understand the subtleties and in Vedic culture even sex is, it's not just gross jump on top, one jumps on top of someone else, but it's a developed what shall we say, kala, art form.
U vedskoj kulturi seks nije samo skakanje jednih po drugima, nego je to poput oblika umjetnosti.
So Shankara said, well, I don't know anything about that. You'll have to give me a little time to find out.
I Shankara je rekao, pa ne znam ništa o tome, moraš mi dati malo vremena da saznam.
So that was agreed.
I složili su se oko toga.
But Shankara as a sannyasi couldn't directly engage in sex.
Ali Shankara se nije mogao direktno upustiti u seks.
So he wandered around in his astral body and came across a king who was just dying.
I on je lutao u svojem astralnom tijelu i naišao na kralja koji je upravo umirao.
And entered that body and rejuvenated it.
I ušao u to tijelo i pomladio to tijelo.
And kings generally have many wives and the wives have many maid servants, so he had plenty of opportunity to study about that topic.
A kraljevi većinom imaju puno žena, imaju i puno sluškinja i tako je on mogao pobliže istražiti tu temu.
And there's a lot more to the story, but I won't say it all now. And eventually he came back and defeated Parity in argument.
I još priča ide dalje, ali on se na kraju, na posljetku priče, on se vratio u svoje tijelo i porazio.
That's an example of entering the bodies of others by yogis.
To je primjer kada jogi ulaze u tijela drugih.
Dying when one desires, that's still fairly common in India today. That advanced spiritualists, they may say, okay, I'm leaving tomorrow, they may say, or I'm leaving on such and such a day. And then their leaving is they leave their body.
Umrijeti kad osoba želi, to je u Indiji još uvijek dosta često. Napredni spiritualisti znaju reći sutra odlazim ili taj i taj dan odlazim, pri čemu odlazim znači napuštam tijelo.
Witnessing the pastimes between the demigods and the celestial girls called apsaras.
Svjedočenje zabavama između polubogova i nebeskih djevojaka koje se zovu apsare.
Completely executing one's determination and giving orders whose fulfillment is unimpeded.
Potpuno izvršavanje vlastite odlučnosti i davanje naredbi čije se izvršavanje ne može narušiti.
Generally yogis are detached from this world, but we sometimes find people of a tremendous willpower and power to dominate others, and we can understand that to get such power, it's quite likely they gain that power by austerity and mystic meditation in a previous life.
Generalno jogiji su odvojeni od svijeta, ali ponekad mogu i vrlo, vrlo snažno utjecati, odnosno dominirati drugima. I takve stvari se stiču strogostima i praksom mistične joge iz prošlih života.
So these are mystic powers that can be attained by certain practices.
Te mistične moći mogu steći određeni praktikanti.
And even some people without specifically being yogis, they may just have such powers.
I neki ljudi bez da su jogi mogu imati takve moći.
They may have powers from a previous life in which they practice yoga.
Mogu imati moći iz prošlog života u kojem su prakticirali jogu.
And thus, at one time at Stanford University, which is one of the most prestigious universities in the United States of America, a study was set up, funded by, I believe it was the CIA, about they found some mystics who could act as spies on the USSR.
Jednom je na Stanfordu, jednom od najprestižnijih sveučilišta u SAD-u, u istraživanju koje je najvjerojatnije financirala CIA, istraživalo se kako bi osobe mogle djelovati kao špijuni u odnosu na SSSR.
You can read my mind. I don't want you taking photos. I actually did say I'll smile for you after the talk is over.
Nasmiješit ću vam se poslije programa.
So they found that it could be done. There are people who claim to have mystic powers who could actually locate secret nuclear bunkers within the USSR while sitting just by their mystic power while sitting in Stanford University.
I tako su neki ljudi dok su sjedili na Stanfordu mogli locirati tajne nuklearne bunkere u SSSR-u.
So that's one kind of mysticism, to get mystic powers.
To je jedna vrsta misticizma, znači dobivanje mističnih moći.
If anyone's interested in attaining such powers, please ask me afterwards.
Ako nekog zanima da dostigne takve moći, molim vas pitajte me kasnije.
And we can look on the internet and we can direct you to some organization that might be able to help you with that, but personally I'm not in the slightest bit interested in it.
Možemo zajedno pogledati na internetu i mogu vas uputiti nekoj organizaciji koja će vam pomoći da razvijete takve moći, ali osobno mene to ni najmanje ne zanima.
It's a diversion from the real goal of life.
To je skretanje sa pravog cilja života.
Now there is another understanding or another branch we can say of mysticism.
Postoji još jedno shvaćanje, odnosno grana misticizma,
which is the I'm going jumping one paragraph here. The spiritual quest for union with the divine.
To je duhovna potraga za sjedinjavanjem sa božanskim.
Becoming one with everything.
Postati jedno sa svime.
The attempt or the spiritual quest that you can become one with everything.
To je pokušaj, odnosno duhovna potraga da se postane jedno sa svime.
Would you like to become one with everything?
Da li biste htjeli biti jedno sa svime?
Anyone wouldn't like. There's a joke in this regard. I don't know if it'll work in Croatian.
Postoji šala na tu temu, ne znam hoće li funkcionirati na hrvatskom.
That the yogi goes into the pizza joint and asks, please make me one with everything.
Dođe jogi u pizzeriju i kaže, napravite mi jednu sa svime.
It's a joke. Joke part two. He gives the money and asks for change.
Drugi dio šale. On daje novac i traži ostatak.
And the person serving says, change has to come from within.
Osoba koja mu je trebala dati ostatak, change znači i promjena i ostatak. I ona mu je rekla, promjena, odnosno ostatak, mora doći iznutra.
So, forms of mysticism are found in all major religions, not only in Hinduism and in Buddhism.
Oblici misticizma mogu se pronaći u svim glavnim religijama, ne samo hinduizmu ili budizmu.
But it is especially associated with Hinduism.
Ali posebno su povezane s hinduizmom.
A lot of mysticisms there in Buddhism, especially Tibetan Buddhism, but the original, the Buddha himself didn't teach anything like this. It's an accretion to the original Buddhism.
Postoji i misticizam u budizmu, tibetanskom budizmu pogotovo, ali sam Buda nije to uopće naučavao, to je neki dodatak.
Then in Islam there's Sufism, which Orthodox Muslims don't consider to be actual Islam.
U islamu postoji sufizam za kojeg ortodoksni muslimani ne smatraju u stvari islamom.
Of course the really hardcore Muslims like the hardcore Christians don't consider anything to be Islam or Christianity except their particular understanding of it.
Ali oni tvrdolinijaši i u islamu i u kršćanstvu ne smatraju ništa islamom, odnosno kršćanstvom, osim baš onoga što oni sami prakticiraju.
But anyway, Sufism, it employs metaphors of intoxication.
Sufizam koristi metafore intoksikacije.
And of love between a bride and a bridegroom, which are supposed to be analogous to the state of mystic union with the divine.
I analogije mladoženje i mladenke koje bi trebale upućivati na odnos osobe koja se sjedinjuje sa svime.
Judaism, within Judaism there's the mystic tradition of the Kabbalah and Hasidism.
U judaizmu postoje mistična tradicija kabale i hasidizam.
There's a whole mystic interpretation of the Hebrew Bible based on numerology.
Postoji mistična interpretacija hebrejske Biblije koja se temelji na numerologiji,
which gives completely different meanings to the original text.
Koja daje totalno drukčije značenje izvornom tekstu.
In Christianity also there have been mystics.
Također u kršćanstvu bilo je mistika.
Saint John of the Cross, Saint Teresa of Anvila.
Sveti Ivan od križa, Sveta Teresa Anvilska.
But the Meister Eckhart is mentioned also.
Majstor Eckhart se također spominje.
But in generally Christianity and Islam, they don't look, the orthodox tradition doesn't look very favorably upon mysticism.
Ali generalno katoličanstvo i islam, pogotovo tvrdolinijaši unutar tih redova, ne gledaju blagonaklono.
Somewhat suspicious of it.
Neki su veoma sumnjičavi prema misticizmu.
Although it's really almost expected within Hinduism.
Gotovo da se taj misticizam očekuje unutar hinduizma.
And no good, if for anyone to be a good sadhu, they should have at least a few miracles.
Kako bi neko bio dobar sadhu, mora napraviti barem par čuda.
Well, that's there in Catholicism also, isn't it? They have saints and the saints do miracles. You pray to them and they cure your cancer and things like that.
Pa to postoji i u katoličanstvu. Sveci rade čuda, malo im se molite pa vam izliječe rak i tako dalje.
And Jesus walked on the water. We hear about Jesus walking on the water.
Također čuli smo o Isusu koji je hodao po vodi.
Getting a little bread and expanding it to feed a huge crowd.
Uzeo je malo kruha i ekspandirao ga tako da nahrani ogromnu gomilu.
Anyway, there is mysticism within other traditions, but really in Hinduism it's a big thing. It's accepted and central almost.
Postoji misticizam, znači, u drugim tradicijama, ali u hinduizmu je on najjači i gotovo se prihvaća kao centralna postavka.
So much so that people almost expect someone who's dressed like this or someone who has a long beard and long white hair to have mystic powers.
To je čak poprimilo takve razmjere da ako neko ima ovakvu odjeću, dugu kosu ili dugu bradu, smatra se da automatski ima mistične moći.
Occasionally it's happened to me a few times during my many years of living in India that people show their hand to me and expect me to be able to read it. Handwriting.
Tijekom mog iskustva u Indiji dešavalo mi se da su mi ljudi pokazali dlan i očekivali da im čitam s dlana.
So, although I've never studied palm reading, I oblige them.
Iako nisam nikada studirao čitanje s dlana, ipak sam im udovoljio.
I tell them there's a lot of suffering in your life.
Kažem im, postoji mnogo patnje u tvom životu.
And there's going to be a lot more suffering.
I bit će još mnogo patnje.
It's unavoidable.
To je neizbježno.
That's true of everyone.
To je istina za svakoga.
And I tell them, unless you chant Hare Krishna, you're going to have a really hard time.
I kažem im, ako ne pjevate Hare Krishna, bit će vam jako, jako teško.
There you go. That's hand reading for everyone.
Evo ga, to je čitanje s dlana za početnike.
So, mystical experiences, what is that? It's like it's not something that can be described completely in words.
Mistično iskustvo nije nešto što se u potpunosti može opisati riječima.
It's an experience, an intuitive understanding. I'm going up again.
To je iskustvo, to je intuitivno razumijevanje.
And a realization of everything, the meaning of existence or the non-meaning of existence.
I realizacija smisla postojanja, odnosno besmisla postojanja.
Intense experience of the oneness of everything.
To je intenzivno iskustvo jednosti svega.
Which liberates one from all the cares of this world.
Koje oslobađa osobu svih briga ovog svijeta.
It's self-awareness at the deepest level.
To je samosvjesnost na najdubljoj razini.
Whereby having had such a mystic experience, one can never see the world through the narrow humdrum manner that ordinary people do.
Gdje osoba više ne gleda na svijet na takav uski i dosadni način kao ostale osobe.
With the globalization process that's been going on for the last actually few hundred years.
Sa procesom globalizacije koji se u stvari odvija zadnjih nekoliko stotina godina.
The various scholars became aware that there is such a thing as mystic experience in various traditions throughout the world.
Razni učenjaci postali su svjesni da mistična iskustva zapravo postoje u raznim tradicijama diljem svijeta.
And a famous English writer called Aldous Huxley, dealing with this topic, wrote a seminal book called The Perennial Philosophy.
I jedan poznati pisac Aldous Huxley, noseći se, odnosno baveći se tom filozofijom, napisao je knjigu Vječna filozofija.
In which he discussed how all over the world in different traditions there are certain people who have this experience of enlightenment.
I on je u toj knjizi opisao da diljem svijeta postoje ljudi koji imaju to iskustvo prosvjećenja.
Illumination, the white light.
Osvjetljenja, jednostavno bijele svjetlosti.
This all tends to impersonalism.
Sve ovo tendira ka impersonalizmu.
The feeling that I'm one with everything.
To je taj osjećaj, ja sam jedno sa svime.
Everything is one.
Sve je jedno.
I am you and you are me and we are all together.
Ja sam ti, ti si ja i mi smo svi zajedno.
Have anyone ever heard that? That's from...
Je li neko čuo tu pjesmu?
What is it? What's that song? Sitting on a Walrus, is it? The song of the Walrus? I am the Walrus. I am the Walrus.
Ja sam Morž.
Probably a drug-inspired lyric, like many of them in the 1960s.
Vjerojatno inspirirano drogom.
Paul McCartney, was it? Or John Lennon. John Lennon wrote most of the songs. I am you and you are he and we are all together. Sitting on a cornflake, waiting for the sun to come, and so on. Just nonsense, but it's Petnišnica. Spiritual.
Ali to je duhovno.
That was prominent in the 1960s in among the hippies, the idea that taking drugs is spiritual. It opens your awareness.
Hippie su u 60-ima mislili da uzimanje droga u stvari otvara našu svijest i da je duhovno.
Srila Prabhupada, he very much appealed to the hippies.
Srila Prabhupada je se fokusirao na hippije.
Hippies were trying to be different, but they're all being different in the same way, more or less, growing their hair, having free sex and taking drugs.
Oni su htjeli biti drugačiji, ali svi su bili drugačiji na isti način. Puštali su kosu, imali su nezaštićeni i slobodni seks i bunili se protiv establishmenta.
But Srila Prabhupada was different in a manner that they couldn't have imagined and they like that, they're interested in that.
Srila Prabhupada je bio drugačiji na način koji oni nisu mogli ni zamisliti i zbog toga im se to sviđalo.
Hippies like that Prabhupada was not anything of this world.
Hippijima se sviđalo to što Prabhupad nije bio netko iz ovog svijeta.
He was anti-establishment in as much as he said that this civilization is all nonsense.
On je bio protiv establishmenta jer je tvrdio da je ova cijela civilizacija u stvari besmislica.
But many of the things Srila Prabhupada said, the hippies, they didn't relate to it at all.
Ali mnoge stvari koje je Prabhupada rekao, hippiji se s njima nisu uopće mogli povezati.
Srila Prabhupada was against free sex, which was the one of the two main pillars of hippiedom.
Srila Prabhupada je bio protiv slobodnog seksa, a to je jedan od dva glavna stupa.
Well, there were several, weren't there? There was long hair. Srila Prabhupada also, he liberated many people from their long hair.
Također Srila Prabhupada je oslobodio mnoge ljude od duge kose.
The hippies were into peace. Peace man, make love, not war.
I hippie su voljeli mir i vodite ljubav, a ne rat.
And Prabhupada said, well, you voted for this government. If they tell you to go to war, you should go to war.
A Prabhupada je rekao, pa vi ste glasali za ovu vladu, ako vam kažu da idete u rat, idite u rat.
The hippies didn't like that at all.
Hippijima se to nije sviđalo.
Then, one thing the hippies like, Prabhupada was into music, right? They like that.
Jedna stvar koja se sviđala hippijima o Prabhupadu je to što je volio muziku.
But I was getting to drugs, so the hippies were convinced. Drugs, yeah, that's mystic, that's spiritual.
Hippiji su bili uvjereni da su droge mistične i spiritualne.
But Srila Prabhupada said, no, that's altered consciousness, but that's not spiritual, it's still mundane consciousness.
Srila Prabhupada je rekao, to je izmijenjeno stanje svijesti, ali i dalje je materijalno, nije duhovno.
And one time someone challenged Srila Prabhupada and said, well, have you ever taken drugs?
Jednom je netko izazvao Srila Prabhupada i pitao ga, jeste li vi kad uzeli drogu?
Seemed like he'd checkmated Prabhupada.
To se činilo kao šahmat.
Because Prabhupada had never considered, never imagined in his life taking drugs.
Prabhupada nikada nije ni pomislio na to.
Which was actually an endorsement of his no drugs policy, because he was clearly in a higher level of consciousness than any of the people in the whole of America or the whole of the world for that matter.
On je očito bio više high, odnosno na višoj razini svijesti od svih ljudi u Americi i bilo gdje na svijetu.
But Srila Prabhupada, he said, no, I haven't, but my disciples, they have, so they can reply to you about this.
Srila Prabhupada je rekao, ne, nisam, ali moji učenici jesu, pa zato vam oni mogu onda pričati o tome.
And he had Hayagriva reply, and Hayagriva said, yeah, this... with the drugs, you take the drug, but then you come down again. You go up, you go high, they say go high, but then you come down again. But with Krishna consciousness, you can stay high forever.
Hayagriva je odgovorio, da, kada uzmete drogu, dignete se, postanete high, ali se opet morate spustiti. A kada mantrate Hare Krishna, postanete high za uvijek.
So one dictionary definition of mysticism is obscurity of doctrine.
Jedna od riječničkih definicija misticizma je obskurna, odnosno zamagljena doktrina.
It's the doctrine of the mystics with a capital M. The mystics within Christianity, just like the desert fathers, maybe you've heard in what's now called Egypt, they'd go in the desert alone and just meditate.
To je doktrina mistika sa velikim M. To su takozvani pustinski oci unutar kršćanstva koji bi u Egiptu otišli u pustinju i samo bi tamo meditirali sami.
And even today we hear about the Greek Orthodox monks who practiced austerities and they get mystic powers.
Čak i danas čujemo o grčkim pravoslavcima, odnosno njihovim redovnicima koji prakticiraju određene strogosti i dobiju mistične moći.
So this mysticism is supposed to be, they're trying to define it, it's difficult to define because it's beyond words.
Oni pokušavaju definirati taj misticizam, ali on se zapravo ne može definirati jer on je s druge strane riječi.
But for people who seek definitions, it's a pure, sublime, holy, disinterested devotion.
Ali za one koji vole definicije, to je čista, uzvišena devocija, lišena svakog interesa.
Be careful of the word devotion, because the way the impersonalists use the word devotion, it doesn't mean bhakti yoga. Their idea of devotion means, again, that idea of mystic union with the divine.
Devocija u njihovom smislu ne znači predano služenje Krišne, nego mistično sjedinjavanje sa božanskim.
And even if we examine these Sufi or Christian mystics, if we go a little deep, we'll find, well, they're talking about becoming united with Jesus or whatever. Ultimately, their concept is impersonal.
Čak i ako proučavamo kršćanske i muslimanske mistike, oni ipak pričaju o sjedinjavanju sa Bogom ili Isusom i to je ipak impersonalno.
But the mystics are supposed to attain a knowledge of God, which is not knowledge in the sense of knowing that, for instance, Zagreb is the capital of Croatia. It's not something that's known by the intellect, but it's a knowledge that is experienced.
Mistici teže znanju koje nije intelektualno poput činjenice da je Zagreb glavni grad Hrvatske i ne može se spoznati na taj način umom, nego se doživljava, ono je iskustveno.
So it's deliberately it is an experience which people all over the world from time immemorial have spoken about and presumably they have experienced.
To je iskustvo o kojem ljudi od pamtivijeka diljem svijeta pričaju i pretpostavljamo da su iskusili nešto o tome.
But it is not the highest spiritual state.
Al to nije najviše duhovno stanje.
The highest spiritual state is not some misty merging into a white light.
Najviše duhovno stanje nije maglovito stapanje s bijelom svjetlošću.
Or feeling oneself to be one with everything.
Ili osjećaj da smo mi jedno sa svime.
The highest spiritual state is to understand one's eternal position of subordination to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and to act in that relationship.
Najviše duhovna spoznaja je jednostavno znati da smo mi vječni sluga Boga i djelovati na taj način.
Generally people are not interested in this. They want to have something which they consider is greater.
Općenito ljude to ne zanima, nego žele nešto za što misle da je više.
But the actual fact is that we are very tiny living beings.
Ali činjenica je da smo mi sićušna živa bića.
And even if we experience ourselves to be one with everything,
i čak ako imamo iskustvo da smo jedno sa svime,
we're not.
Nismo.
In other words, this so-called spiritual enlightenment of becoming one with everything is just another kind of illusion.
Drugim riječima, ovo duhovno savršenstvo postajanja jedno sa svime je jednostavno druga vrsta iluzije.
The idea that we become God is an illusion because we're not.
Ideja da postajemo Bog je također iluzija jer ne postajemo.
It may be a very intense and seemingly spiritual experience, but it's not based on reality. Therefore it is an illusion.
To može biti jako intenzivno i na izgled duhovno iskustvo, ali ono nije bazirano na stvarnosti i stoga je iluzija.
One may think I am God, just like there are people who may meditate on the mountainside in the early morning and as the sun rises, they think I am making the sunrise, but they're not.
Neko može misliti da je Bog, na primjer ako neko meditira na planini i počne se u zoru dizati sunce i osoba može misliti radi mene se ovo sunce diže, ali nije tako.
In their imagination they're making the sunrise. It's only in their imagination.
Samo u svojoj mašti oni tjeraju sunce da se digne.
And because such experience of being one with everything is not based on reality, it's temporary.
I zbog toga što takvo iskustvo jedinstva sa svime nije bazirano na stvarnosti, ono je privremeno.
Such people may become liberated by performing severe austerities and mystic meditation. They may become liberated from birth and death.
Takvi ljudi mogu postati oslobođeni od rođenja i smrti vršeći strogosti i radeći određene vježbe.
Which is the highest stage in their estimation.
A to je po njihovom viđenju najviši stupanj.
But it's not full, complete or actual liberation in the fullest sense.
Ali to nije potpuno oslobođenje.
It's temporary.
To je privremeno.
They fall down again.
Oni opet padaju dolje.
That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
To je rečeno u Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yei nyei rvindaksha vimuktamaninas tvayasta bhavad avishuddha buddhaha aruhya kritshrena parang padang tata patantya dhunadrita yoshmadangraya. There are persons who, by performing severe austerities over a prolonged period, actually become free from the influence of the modes of material nature.
Postoje osobe koje vršeći jako teške strogosti jako dugo vremena u stvari postoje oslobođene od guna materijalne prirode.
They become liberated from material existence.
Postoje oslobođene od materijalnog postojanja.
And they enter the spiritual sphere.
I ulaze u duhovnu sferu.
However, they only enter the spiritual light.
Ali ulaze samo u duhovno svjetlo.
they do not enter the spiritual planets of the Supreme Personality of Godhead because they don't want to.
Ne ulaze u duhovne planete svevišnje božanske osobe jer to ne žele.
They don't want to admit their subordination to the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Ne žele priznati svoju podređenost svevišnjoj božanskoj osobi.
And because of that fault, that means that their consciousness, it's not actually pure.
I zbog te greške znači da u stvari njihova svjesnost nije čista.
They have turned off all their bad thoughts, but they haven't developed the positive good thought of surrender to Krishna.
Oni su utišali i ugasili sve svoje loše misli, ali nisu razvili dobre misli devocije prema Krišni.
So they have to fall down again.
I zato opet moraju pasti.
I don't know if any Western mystics actually ever attained to that state.
Ne znam je li i koji mistik sa zapada u stvari dostigao to stanje.
In Western mysticism and in Western philosophy and in Western civilization in general, there's one major problem.
U zapadnoj civilizaciji općenito, a tako i u misticizmu i filozofiji, postoji jedan ogromni problem.
Which renders all their mysticism and religion and philosophy and civilization pretty useless.
Koji čini tu civilizaciju i religiju i misticizam i sve zajedno poprilično beskorisno.
They don't know the ABCs of spiritual knowledge, that reincarnation is a fact.
Oni ne znaju ni abecedu duhovnog znanja, a to je da je reinkarnacija u stvari činjenica.
They're trying to become spiritual without having a clue what it actually means to be spiritual.
Pokušavaju postati duhovni, a da nemaju uopće pojma o tome što znači biti duhovan.
So their whole religion is based on ignorance of actual spiritual facts.
Sva njihova religija zapravo se temelji na neznanju pravih duhovnih činjenica.
And the whole civilization is just built on what? Building big buildings and driving cars without any knowledge of the fact that we have to die and get born again and again and again and suffer again and again and again.
I cijela civilizacija temelji se samo na građenju ogromnih zgrada i vožnji u autima uokolo, bez da znamo da ćemo morati umreti i opet se roditi i tako ponovno i ponovno i ponovno.
So it's really a crippled religion.
To je u stvari obogaljena religija.
It's now popular in the West, this idea of I'm spiritual but not religious.
Na zapadu je popularna ideja ja sam duhovan, ali nisam religiozan.
I guess that's here in Croatia also, isn't it? Did it come over here also?
Je li to došlo i u Hrvatsku?
That means you just feel yourself I'm spiritual.
To znači da vi jednostavno osjećate ja sam duhovan.
With no commitment, no discipline.
Bez predanosti, bez discipline.
You just feel spiritual.
Jednostavno se osjećate duhovno.
But actually in the Indian tradition there's no divide between religion and spirituality.
Ali u stvari u indijskoj tradiciji uopće nema podjele između religije i duhovnosti.
In the Western countries they have the idea of religion, it's a very rigid system, and in general that suppresses any genuine spiritual or mystic states.
U zapadnim zemljama religija je često jako tvrda i potiskuje svako autentično spiritualno ili mistično iskustvo.
Whereas in Indian culture that's always been encouraged.
A u indijskoj kulturi se to pak uvijek poticalo.
To have mystic experience is to have genuine mystic experience has always been considered a very high level.
Imati prava mistična iskustva uvijek se smatralo karakteristikom vrlo visokog nivoa.
You say mysticism or spiritualism means to go above the stage of an ordinary religionist who's just interested in give us this day our daily bread.
Misticizam ili duhovnost se u stvari izdiže iznad razine običnog vjernika koji se moli za kruh svagdašnji.
But a mystic is someone who wants to go beyond the rituals of religion.
Mistik je netko ko se želi izdići iznad rituala religije.
And they have no other interest in their life but an intense craving for spiritualism.
Nemaju nikakvih drugih interesa u životu nego samo jaku žudnju za tim spiritualizmom.
Now this spiritualism and religion, what's the divide?
Taj spiritualizam i religija, koja je granica podjele?
This idea of spiritualism, find yourself.
Ideja spiritualizma je pronađi sebe.
Have you heard that? Find yourself.
Jeste li to čuli? Pronađite sebe.
But actual spiritualism begins with, just like Arjuna at the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, understood, I need guidance.
Ali pravi spiritualizam počinje kao što je Arjuna razumio u Bhagavad Giti, ja trebam vodstvo.
And Krishna's instruction to Arjuna began with telling him that you think you know what you're talking about, but you don't. You're a damn fool.
I Krishnina uputa Arjuni u stvari u Bhagavad Giti počinje na način da mu kaže, ti misliš da znaš o čemu pričaš, ali ne znaš, jer si obična budala.
If someone tries to look for themselves without getting any genuine authorized spiritual training, what are they going to find?
Ako neko pokuša tragati za sobom bez da ima ovlašteni, autorizirani duhovni trening, što će oni naći?
You have to find your inner child.
Morate naći svoje unutarnje dijete.
The real me inside.
Pravo ja iznutra.
But what do you find? You find your own inner ego.
Ali što nalazite? Nalazite svoj unutrašnji ego.
In our inner ego we're thinking, I want to be God. And then you think, oh, I found myself. I'm God.
I u unutarnjem egu mislimo, ja želim biti Bog. I onda kažemo, a, pronašao sam se, ja sam Bog.
Technically that's called the Aroha Panta, trying to go up by yourself.
To se zove Aroha Panta, pokušati se uzdići s svojom vlastitom snagom.
And the Avarohana Panta.
I Avarohana Panta.
Which means the humility to understand that I'm very tiny.
To je poniznost putem koje možemo razumjeti da smo vrlo sićušni.
There is spiritual reality which is far beyond my present contaminated state of consciousness.
Postoji duhovna stvarnost koja daleko nadilazi moje sadašnje kontaminirano stanje svjesnosti.
So I have to submit myself to be purified.
I moram se podrediti kako bih bio poročišćen.
To accept the knowledge which is coming from a higher source and the discipline which is required for purification.
Kako bih prihvatio znanje koje dolazi iz višeg izvora i disciplinu koja je potrebna za pročišćenje.
So this Krishna consciousness movement has nothing to do with all this new age mumbo jumbo.
Ovaj pokret za svjesnost Krishne nema veze sa ovim new age glupostima.
Just as we are driving here, I saw there's the Hocus Pocus cafe.
Kad sam se vozio ovdje, vidio sam Hocus Pocus kafić.
So Hocus Pocus, mumbo jumbo, you are one with everything, is all nonsense.
Hocus Pocus, čiri biri, ti si jedno sa svime, sve je to totalna besmislica.
It's people who are talking all unclearly because they don't know.
Ljudi govore o nejasnim stvarima jer ne znaju.
There's a famous saying from Zen Buddhism, those who speak do not know, those who know do not speak.
Postoji jedna poslovica iz Zen Budizma, oni koji pričaju ne znaju, oni koji znaju ne pričaju.
It's a self-defeating statement.
To je izjava koja poražava sama sebe.
Like saying never say never. I don't know if there's a word in Croatian.
To je kao nikad ne reci nikad.
Never say never, but you already just said it twice.
Ali upravo si dva put rekao nikad.
So if you say those who speak do not know, well, you're speaking.
A ako kažeš oni koji govore ne znaju, a ti govoriš.
So how do we know that you know if you're saying that you don't know? It's self-defeat. It's all...
A kako da mi znamo da li ti znaš ako ti tvrdiš da ne znaš?
I got all these things. Meditating on the sound of one hand clapping.
Meditirajte na zvuk jedne ruke kako plješće.
Oh, Hare Krishna. What a What a bunch of garbage.
Kakve su to gluposti?
One of the earliest disciples of Srila Prabhupada.
Jedan od najranijih učenika Srila Prabhupada.
He related that he had been trying to understand Buddhism.
On je prepričavao da je pokušavao razumjeti budizam.
And he was told that you can't say that it is.
I rečeno mu je, ne možeš reći da jest.
And you can't say that it is not.
I ne možeš reći da nije.
You can't say that it both is and is not.
I ne možeš reći da istovremeno i je i nije.
And you can't say that it is neither is or is not.
I ne možeš reći da niti nije, niti je.
Okay. All right. You all understood that?
Jesmo li svi shvatili?
I think it's a formula to make people have a nervous breakdown.
To je formula.
What is it called? In the computer, what do they call that? The whole thing seizes up. Crash. Mental crash.
To je formula za dobiti slom živaca. Odnosno da vam se sruši sistem na kompjuteru.
So this devotee Umapati said, and then I heard Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, and says the most intelligent thing I ever heard in my life.
I tada je Prabhupada rekao, Krishna je svevišnja božanska osoba, i ta osoba je rekla, to je najinteligentnija stvar koju sam ikad čuo.
Actually is the most intelligent thing he'd heard in many lifetimes.
To je najinteligentnija stvar koju je ta osoba čula u mnogo života.
Actually, it was the only intelligent thing he'd ever heard in many lifetimes.
To je u stvari jedina inteligentna stvar koju je ta osoba čula.
Srila Prabhupada made everything clear.
Srila Prabhupada je sve razjasnio.
Spiritual knowledge is meant to make everything clear, not unclear.
Duhovno znanje treba sve učiniti jasnim, a ne nejasnim.
Bhagavad tattva vijnanam, scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead.
Znanstveno znanje o svevišnjoj božanskoj osobi.
People don't like it because if you accept it then you have to surrender to Krishna. And we're in this material world because we don't want to surrender to Krishna.
Ljudima se to ne sviđa jer ako to prihvatimo moramo se predati Krišni, a u ovom svijetu smo zato jer se ne želimo predati Krišni.
Therefore we become interested in yoga and self-actualization and well-being and all kinds of things which make us think we're spiritual when we're avoiding Krishna and becoming rascals more than even previously.
Zato nas zanima yoga i samoaktualizacija i sve te new age gluposti koje nas zbog kojih u stvari postajemo nitkovi, a mislimo da smo duhovni.
So real mysticism is to ecstatically experience Krishna.
Pravi misticizam je ekstatično iskusiti Krishnu.
That is described in Srimad Bhagavatam.
To je opisano u Srimad Bhagavatam.
All chanting, all bhakti is meant to lead to this.
Svo mantranje i sva bhakti treba dovesti do toga.
Bhakti parishanu bhavo virakti anyatra chaisha trikakala. Oh, anyatra chaisha trikakala. Yeah, ekakala. Prapadyamana seya tashnata syus tushti pushti kshuda paya nughasam. It's a very good example. It states that bhakti or genuine spiritual life means actual experience of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Bhakti ili pravi duhovni život znači iskustvo svevišnje božanske osobe.
Virakti anyatra and detachment from everything else.
I odvojenost od svega ostalog.
Which means detachment from thinking I'm God or self-actualization or well-being and all this kind of thing.
Odvojenost znači od razmišljanja da sam ja Bog, od samoaktualizacije, od dobrog postojanja, odnosno well-beinga.
Yeah, the example given is just like a person eating a meal. That's pretty mundane sounding, isn't it?
Analogija se daje kao kad osoba jednostavno jede hranu. To je jednostavno svjetovno.
But it's an analogy which says that when we eat a meal, then what happens?
Ta analogija kaže kada jedemo neki obrok, što se dešava?
We were hungry, we become satisfied.
Bili smo gladni, postajemo zadovoljni.
We were weak, we become nourished.
Bili smo slabi, postajemo njegovani.
With every bite our hunger is diminished.
Sa svakim zalogajem naša se glad umanjuje.
So actual spiritual realization is like that.
Prava duhovna realizacija je takva.
And such absorption we can have in our everyday life.
I takvu apsorpciju možemo imati u svakodnevnom životu.
Our everyday life consists of mundane activities.
Naš svakodnevni život sastoji se od svjetovnih aktivnosti.
Such as filling the car with petrol.
Na primjer, točenje goriva u automobil.
And we may think, well, how can we be spiritual in such circumstances?
Pa kako da u takvim okolnostima budem duhovan?
Of course, Zen Buddhism aims at having some mystic experience, satori, and that's like the Zen of motorcycle maintenance. You're mending your motorcycle and you get realization.
U Zen budizmu postoji takozvani Zen održavanja motora. Znači šrafite po svom motoru i odjednom vas strefi neka spoznaja.
We hear a lot about it, but we don't actually find anyone who's actually in that realized state.
Dosta se čuje o tome, ali u stvari ne možemo naći osobe koje su to u tom spoznatom
stanju. Very practical mysticism.
Svjesnost Krišne je jako praktični misticizam.
It's just like while filling the car with petrol, everything that we're doing, we remember I'm an eternal servant of Krishna.
Kada točimo gorivo u auto ili radimo bilo što drugo, jednostavno se sjećamo ja sam vječni sluga Krišne.
Everything I do is simply meant for the pleasure of Krishna.
Sve što radim namijenjeno je zadovoljstvu Krišne.
Even activities of maintaining the body and maintaining the car so I can go to work and earn some money so I can have some food to offer to Krishna and maintain this body so I can serve Krishna.
Čak i održavanje tijela ili auta. Idem na posao da zaradim neke novce, da mogu kupiti neku hranu, da je ponudim Krišni, da je počastim, da ovo tijelo može raditi nešto za Krišnu.
Once in an airport, a female official asked Srila Prabhupada, what is Krishna consciousness?
Jednom je na aerodromu jedna žena službenica pitala Prabhupada što je to svjesnost Krišne.
So Srila Prabhupada explained it means thinking of Krishna all the time.
Šila Prabhupada je rekao, to je misliti na Krišnu stalno.
And she asked, well, how is it possible all the time? Just like now I'm at work, how could I possibly remember Krishna in such a circumstance?
Kako to mislite stalno? Ja sam sad na poslu, kako bih se mogla sad sjećati Krišne?
So Srila Prabhupada replied that, well, it's something like this. You're at work, but you're always conscious, as women generally are, of your appearance.
Srila Prabhupada je rekao, da, ti si na poslu, ali sada si svjesna svog izgleda.
That the hair should be nicely arranged and all this kind of thing.
Svjesna si kako ti stoji kosa i sve ostalo.
So it's like that, that one may be superficially engaged in all kinds of activities.
I osoba može biti površno uključena u bilo kakvu aktivnost.
But it's always in one's mind that my life is for Krishna and doing everything for Krishna.
Ali u umu treba biti moj život je za Krišnu, ja sve radim za Krišnu.
Arjuna was fighting for Krishna.
Arjuna se borio za Krišnu.
Now we might say, well, it's easy for Arjuna to remember Krishna when he was fighting because he was right there with Krishna directly.
Možemo reći lako je bilo Arjuni, Krišna je bio tamo pored njega.
But Arjuna is an eternal associate of Krishna who's always thinking of Krishna.
Ali Arjuna je vječni pratitelj Krišne koji uvijek misli na Krišnu.
And many times he was fighting prior to this Kurukshetra battle, even before, not in the association of Krishna, directly.
U mnogim primjerima prije Arjuna nije bio u direktnoj povezanosti s Krišnom.
But he was always remembering Krishna.
Ali uvijek se sjećao Krišne.
In all circumstances.
U svim okolnostima.
So in Krishna consciousness we adopt the process of sadhana bhakti, spiritual practices to awaken our consciousness so that we can always remember Krishna in all circumstances.
Dakle, u svjesnosti Krišne mi prihvaćamo proces sadhana bhakti, odnosno praksi koje radimo kako bismo se uvijek mogli sjećati Krišne.
And that's all I'm going to say for now because I have to go and pass urine, which might not sound very spiritual.
I to je sve što ću reći za sad jer moram ići ispustiti urin što možda ne zvuči duhovno.
But passing urine can also be spiritual if we think of Krishna.
Ali ispuštanje urina može također biti duhovno ako mislimo na Krišnu.
It's not a central part of our sadhana.
To nije centralni dio naše sadhane.
But it should be done. The body should be maintained for Krishna's service.
Ali to treba učiniti jer tijelo treba održavati za Krišninu službu.
Thank you very much, Vala, and if you want to ask any questions or take any photos, I'll be with you in 5 minutes time, Krishna willing.
Ako želite pitati pitanje ili me poslikati, bit ću s vama za 5 minuta ako Krišna dopusti.